welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I'm joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Brina Whittington and Courtney Misich. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Brina, can you introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet?
Yeah. So I am Brina. Hey, I have the podcast that I co-host called Particularly Dangerous Situation. We cover various disasters that happen to be particularly dangerous. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at PDS Podcast. And we are pretty much on all of the podcast platforms to listen to. So iTunes or Google or Stitcher, you can find us to listen.
Wonderful. All right, Courtney, what about you?
Yeah, so I'm no longer the co-host. I'm the host of The Cult of Domesticity. It's a history and true crime podcast, you know, on all the social medias and all podcatchers as well. Just search The Cult of Domesticity. We're the one with the bloody lipstick at the bottom.
Fantastic. All right. I'm already like so here for both of you and stories of your podcast. But let's start at the very beginning. And how did you start listening to podcasts? And what were some of the first ones that you listened to?
So my husband really got me into podcasting because he would listen to podcasts at night before he went to bed sometimes. So it was a lot of like This American Life and kind of NPR and whatnot. And then I got stuck like everyone else on Serial. And it sucked me in. And then I listened to S-Town. And then it sucked me in and I cried. And then after that, I found a couple others that I just really got into.
That's amazing. Did you ever find Undisclosed?
No.
I feel like this is the podcast that I preach. And like, have you listened to Undisclosed?
It is on my list because I've heard you mention it. And I was like, oh, I need to add that.
Yes, yes. I swear, this is like, I don't know how, I mean, no, I do know, because Serial was so massive, and then it split out, you know, S-Town happened, and other seasons of Serial, and I'm always just like, if you liked Serial, listen to Undisclosed. Let's listen to, like, more bits of the story, and it's so intriguing, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, what about you? What got you listening?
Actually, my original co-host, I was in grad school at the time, and as anyone who's been in grad school knows, you don't have a lot of time for other things. And when you're walking on campus, she goes, you should listen to My Favorite Murder. She goes, you would totally like it. It's totally our sense of humor. And I did, and I kept binging it. And I remember just texting her one day. I was like, I need to go read like the three books, but I'm stuck listening to this true crime podcast. And then, you know, I did Last Podcast on the Left and The Dollop. And that's just really where I went from there. And then, you know, Twitter gets you every podcast you want.
Yes. Yeah, that you kind of get sucked down. You find one somehow magically someone tells you about something or you see an article or Twitter or whatever. And then suddenly you are sucked into this deep hole and you have multiple playlists and so many unlistened to podcasts that if you think about it too much, you will just curl up in a corner and cry. Or maybe that's just me.
Oh, yeah. No, I have so many.
I was going to say, I need to get on the playlist because I do not have playlists. So I just have endless scrolls of podcasts I need to listen to.
See, and I've learned that if I have just endless scroll, I just will like commit podcast bankruptcy and not listen to any of them. Whereas by keeping it in playlists, I can like, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to listen to, you know, season three of Undisclosed and be good. Or, you know, any show that I'm listening to, it'll be like portioned out into sections. And it's a little bit more easy to handle. And that just, yes, I highly recommend playlists. Highly recommend playlists.
Oh yeah. I don't do it that way. I have like by topic.
Mm.
And then I have my binge list. So if I like, so I have the ones I'm caught up on, and then I'll just put like a group of four or five in a playlist together and be like, I'm going to listen to you like when I'm caught up and I can start binging you and working up to your modern stuff.
Yes, that's a good way too. Yeah, it's so interesting how everyone listens differently, but similarly enough. And we all understand the other type of listener. We're like, oh yeah, I got you. I get it. That's not how I roll, but you're awesome because everyone should listen to podcasts. It doesn't matter how you listen to them. Just listen.
Agreed.
Yes. All right. So how did you get started in wanting to contribute into the producing of a podcast, Brina?
This is kind of weird for me because, I mean, I'm still relatively new to listening to within the last year or two, because, you know, like I said, my husband introduced it to me, and I've done different kind of creative projects, like video, like YouTubes. With the youth, but
the YouTubes,
YouTube videos and such. And I realized that I really wanted to do a podcast. It seemed like I know I could figure out how to edit and whatnot. And it's a great way to hang out with my friends because I knew I didn't want to be just me doing the podcast. I knew I wanted to do it with a friend. And I happened to have an internship because I was kind of juggling around some ideas with like rabbit holes with Wikipedia and research because I love research. I love when people tell me their research. And when I was working at an internship in risk management, which has a lot to do with like insurance, but also disasters and, you know, mitigating risk, I got to learn a lot about disasters, and I went, there it is. I want to talk about crazy disasters that have happened throughout the world and how they happened and how we can prevent them.
Oh, that's so amazing. So you managed to pull something that's, you know, very present in your everyday life, not just, oh, you know what would be interesting? Let's do a podcast about this. Like, I love when somebody finds something that they're passionate about, whether it's through their job or, you know, a family connection or whatever random thing that inspires something that gives them a knowledge base that's different than anyone else. Like if I was to start a podcast about dangerous situations, it would be totally different because I don't have access to the same like network that you do. And I just love that so much that you're just like, yes, this is it. It's perfect.
It's funny, too, because when I text my co-host, she was the one that I used to do some YouTube videos with. We had this YouTube channel called Tipsy Tips, and it's pretty self-explanatory what we did. And
amazing.
We have a pretty good repertoire, and she lives in San Jose. And so I text her. I was like, I want to do this podcast. It's about this subject. Would you want to do it with me? And she's like, funny enough, I watch the Weather Channel. I watch the Weather Channel every day. And so she's really into weather. And it just was like, dang, this is it. This is what we're supposed to be doing.
Magic happened. I love that. Oh, I love that so much. That's amazing. Courtney, what about you? What got you started?
I graduated with a master's degree in history, you know, so marketable. Yeah. And I was unemployed. I was talking to my old co-host, Ashley, and we always joked when we lived together at university that it would be so funny if, like, just to hear us back and forth. So the podcast name is actually a joke, what we called our dorm room, which was the cult of domesticity, because you never knew when you walked in what was going to be happening. Like, I had for a long time a map of 15th century Europe with like arrows and things written. It looked like I was plotting an assassination, honestly.
In 1500s. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It was for a Reformation class. So, you know, it's fine. And we were living about 500 miles apart at the time because I was in Ohio. She was in Rhode Island, New Hampshire-ish area. So we decided we would get together and it would force us to hang out. And it was great because I kept using my skills. It got me through. Now I'm on my third stint of looking for jobs in history. So like every time you're unemployed, you're kind of like, oh, I need that sanity point. And it was really what got me into that. And I had no background in this. So I taught myself everything about audio editing, doing social media, just thriving in 2 years later.
I love that. That's what's so amazing about this low entry point for podcasting is that it's something like, yes, I have a desire. I want to do this. And you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to do this with friends to kind of go through it together. But being able to turn around and say, OK, I'm just going to, you know, Google, how do I do this? And maybe follow instructions or a class or whatever. There's so many different avenues to get into it. And while there is such a wide range of audio quality,
mm-hmm.
There's not a whole lot of difference between good and great audio when it really comes down to it. Like, yes, there is, and don't at me, listeners, but like, yes, the production quality or like, you know, adding sound effects and stuff can make it really, really great. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, like, you know what bad audio is. Like, you can listen and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't listen to this podcast. It's just too bad. Or a particular episode, you're like, I really, you know, we knew that they were having issues and we're going to listen to it, but I'm just going to fight through for the words because I really want to listen to this interview or whatever's going on. But the difference between like, okay, we're at a steady, you know, clip, we're doing good, and then to great, it's not really, it's harder to tell. And so you can really be like, all right, cool, I'm getting this. It's easier, it's better. You know, you can learn more tricks to have it be quicker and stuff. And you can be like, yes, this is awesome. And that's so exciting about podcasting, is that it's like, yes, this is good. Whereas, I mean, and here I'm just sitting and blabbering on. But like YouTube is a little bit different too, because like the difference between cameras and like the visual added to the audio is just so interesting to me.
Oh, it was exhausting too, and the makeup and just trying to make myself look presentable. It's funny that you talk about the audio too, because if anyone dares to listen to our first two episodes, is before my co-host had an actual mic and she recorded it on her MacBook. And oh my Lord, I already want to hide them.
I'm so sorry.
I can make you feel worse. Our first couple, I think, because we recorded them back to back. Ashley called me and then put it next to the MacBook.
Oh,
see,
this might age me, but that's how I did my first voicemail with a flip phone, was I played No Doubt
and yes,
put it up to the speaker. And I just had major flashbacks of that now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's that. You know what? That's very special. But we do what we have to do. And you did it. Like, both of you recorded and got it out there and published it. And it might be hella cringeworthy right now, but you still did it. And that's amazing. So if you're listening to this and you want to do a podcast, just do it. Just do it. And you'll laugh at how terrible it was.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, yeah, use your headphone microphones. They're at least better.
You don't have to get any special gear to start. Just use what you have and then you can upgrade, because there's always, you know, infinite ways to upgrade in the future, but it's not necessary. Love it. Okay, so before we hit the final podcasting question, we're going to hop over to your podcast player of choice and tell me what show and possibly episode you are listening to right now.
So I am iTunes, just because it was on my phone, and so it was easy. Actually, I'm kind of between two podcasts right now, which I've been listening to That's Weird, and I've been listening to Ouija Broads, and they both just kind of talk about weird stuff that happens, and they have like great chemistry, and I kind of feel like I could go out and have a beverage of our choice with them and just hang out, and so they just kind of make me feel comfortable and, yeah, really funny.
That's awesome. And it sounds like Ouija Broads probably is a little bit more on the spooky side, which is perfect for the season that we just passed.
Yeah, I think they do a variety, though, too. And they're also from Pacific Northwest area. And I live in Portland, so I'm drawn towards some Pacific Northwest podcasts.
Yeah.
Apparently I like to represent. I don't know.
Hey, I feel you. The cloudiness makes us need to like really connect and be proud of our area.
Yes. Well, and then my husband does volunteer firefighting, which means he's gone for like sometimes all day. And so I'm home by myself with my two cats that do not talk back as much as I try. So just having voices in my ears, it kind of, it sounds weird, but it keeps me not feel, I guess, lonely or sad. Like, it just makes me feel more leveled out.
Yeah, it gives you that connection to humanity while you're still in your house.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic, especially with people that you connect with. So it's so great. All right, Courtney, what about you?
My favorite is actually Overcast, but I switched from iPhone to Android. So I'm now using Pocket Cast. And I'm listening to Dark Poutine podcast, which is actually Vancouver-based. And their latest episode, The Legend of Bloody Jack Kershenko?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a true crime one.
Yeah, Pacific Northwest represent.
Hey, I don't know if you've listened to Murder in the Rain, but it's another true crime in the Pacific Northwest podcast. That's really good.
Yes. I love that show.
I have a sweet spot for the Pacific Northwest. I lived out there last summer while I was working for Washington State Parks. And I'm just like, oh, I miss it. I want to go back so much.
Well, it misses you too. Just maybe not in Portland. It's getting, traffic's already too bad. But I guess we could handle one more person. That would be okay.
Oh, I was out on the coast. It was great.
Ooh, like, nice. Yeah. I love the Oregon coast in particular, and the Washington coast, and Vancouver is pretty too. But that's not what this show is about. This show is not about that. We're talking about podcasts again. And so the final podcast question is, what is your favorite podcast, if need be, and why do you love them so much?
Well, since I started out with Serial and S-Town, especially S-Town, I love so much. But after all that ended was And That's Why We Drink, which was when my husband came across, it like popped up on Spotify and be like, you might like this. And it's paranormal and true crime, which I love both those things. And the hosts are just pretty amazing and hilarious again. I don't know if you're seeing a theme here, but I tend to go towards those like casual talks that people have about talking about things that they like to talk about. Yeah, I would say that with the Ouija, I'm in that binge with Ouija Broads and That's Weird and Demi World right now. But I would say And That's Why We Drink would be my favorite. I saw them twice in one tour, so I think that kind of counts as a favorite when they did their live shows.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of throws that up there for sure. And not in a bad way. That's amazing, especially getting to support them in a way that's really physical and audible and visceral. That's incredible. I love it. All right, Courtney, what about you?
It's like asking me to pick my favorite child.
I know. That's why I let you pick multiple.
Okay, I'm going to say True Crime Bullshit. And, I just passed. What word was it? I'm trying to pick some from each of my categories. The Getting Off Podcast, Dirty Bits of History, and then I'm going to throw out there as a wild card, Boobies and Newbies.
What?
I'm sensing a theme this time.
Uh-huh. So Boobies and Newbies is my favorite. Kelly has my favorite tagline. It's taking the out of the box. Like, so getting people to like romance novels and realizing that they're different and talking about like the good and bad of it. Also, I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
I love that. I love romance novels. I love romance novel podcasts. I am going to throw this in my queue. And see, that's the hard part about this show is that that's part of the reason why I had to split off into different playlists, because I keep finding new amazing podcasts. And thank you both for sharing them so much. I'm so excited. I love the themes. I love the way that this brings us together and lets us be connected in a way that's pretty magical. And so I have one final question for you. This is our bonus question. And if you, audience, have a question that you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And this episode's question is, what is one thing you never did in high school that you wish you would have done?
Oh, me, oh my. I never went to a high school party. I went to other parties, but never a high school party. I never got to do the classic sneaking alcohol with some kind of kegger thing. And that would have been really cool to do.
Yeah.
See, I think I had a pretty fulfilled high school experience, so I don't even know.
I wish that I had been able to do like a foreign exchange program.
Oh, yes. I wanted to do that so bad.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
My brother got to. He went to Japan and I did not. But that's okay. I'm not bitter at all.
No. I wanted to go to Australia because then I knew I didn't have to learn another language because apparently I'm lazy.
I'm terrible with languages. So I was like, that's why I didn't end up getting to go to Japan, because I didn't stay in Japanese class long enough to go. And so, you know, it kind of worked out in the end. Yeah, it's fine. We're fine. Well, all that remains is for me to thank both of my absolutely fantastic guests. Thank you, Brina and Courtney, for joining me on this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Brina at PDS Podcast, and Courtney is at Domestic Podcast, and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much for listening, and I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.